Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the latest edition of the Blake Rogers Show. And here, you know, it's album review time. You know, Drake dropped More Life. So, who else but do an album review with Mr. Brandon Anderson himself? What's good, buddy?
Not too much, man. Not too much. We're just, I'm really ready to dive into this. We've been waiting on this for a long time, and I'm here. So, let's do it.
All right, well, let's do it. Devin Booker dropped 70 points, eight rebounds, six assists. I know Brandon doesn't even watch sports, but I'm sorry, guys.
But I love it.
As we're recording live, Devin Booker dropped 70 points, eight rebounds, six assists, and a loss. I mean, whatever, but I had to bring it out. Before we talk about Drake, we just listened to Kendrick, The Heart Part 4. Yeah. First listen to this, I'm like, is he taking shots at Drake? It turns out, you know, it's probably still subliminals
yeah.
at Drake. But it turns out most of that was going towards Big Sean, definitely the Hall of Fame line as well.
Right, right. And I don't really see the point of taking shots at Big Sean anymore. He's not really a dude to me that it seems like you need to be going after, you know?
Well, here's my thing. I guess it all spurred from the control verse.
Yeah.
Which we knew somewhere down the line.
That like, damn control verse.
We knew somewhere down the line that that was going to kind of cause a friction.
Yep.
And Big Sean brought up in no more interviews. I'm still saying that, you know, he had the hottest verse on this song.
Mm-hmm.
And here's my thing, and, you know, this is unpopular opinion time, but I believe we both agree on this. Was Kendrick part, was it good? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But all he did was name drop. Now, you can say, well, he had the courage to name drop all these rappers.
But
okay,
still.
I get it.
Yeah.
But if you want to take it that way, people want to say, well, Kendrick's bringing hip-hop back. Maybe Kendrick is just one-dimensional.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, let's
that's
be honest,
true.
Kendrick, and he's great. He's awesome what he does.
Yeah, he always has been, but...
But to us, he's one-dimensional, so don't... Why bring out guys like Mac who can do multiple things?
Yeah.
Drake does multiple things. Even Big Sean, J. Cole, they can do multiple things.
Yep.
So, are the... Like, you're calling out for rapping. Okay, I get it. But I think we evolved from rapping to like an artist. Those are artists. Kendrick is a rapper.
Right, exactly.
And
exactly.
He's a phenomenal rapper.
Right.
But to call out Big Sean, it's like, until this day, I still think Big Sean had the hottest verse on there.
Yep, I agree.
So
totally agree.
I mean, Kendrick, he can spit.
Mm-hmm. All day. But like we were saying, the replay value just really isn't there. You know, like how many times are you going to catch yourself going back and listening to it after a year later?
4 weeks.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, exactly.
And Drake brought it up in 6 p.m. in New York. He mm-hmm. brought it up. He just like, you know, instead of being blown up on the news and everybody speaks about it, then in 4 weeks nobody else, you know, speaks about it, you
yep,
know.
Yep,
and it's like, I just have to say my piece about it. And, yep. I mean, that's Kendrick. He's hot. And for you like people that like Drake and then don't like, make up your mind.
Yeah.
Either you're with him or you're not. You can respect Kendrick, but don't More Life and then Kendrick drops everything and you just, you know.
Exactly.
Just I'm just asking you to stay just stay on the side, please. So let's dive into the album review. Drake.
Wow.
It's not really about interviews. Can we agree with that?
Yeah, I think it's finally time to talk about that a little bit.
Well, we said that, you know, when we heard More Life was going to drop.
Yeah.
We were just like, yeah, this is going to be better than views.
We just knew, I from the beginning thought that Drake was going to take a little bit more time with this and, mm-hmm. you know, and actually put more into it. And I definitely think he did. And I just love it.
It's funny because just like, in, you know, just hindsight,
uh-huh.
just now we're looking into it. It seems, and Views is great, like, but Views is good, and we were just like, maybe we wanted it for so long, and we had it, so it's like,
Right, right. I mean, we waited on Views for almost three years, it seemed like. It was forever, man. That took way too long.
And what's dope about this is just like, when you think about Views, it was good, but we even was just like, it's still not better. Nothing was the same.
Right,
like,
right. I love Nothing Was the Same.
We were thinking about it, but this is just like, this is clear cut. This is maybe my crack top 3 album that Drake has put out. And
yep.
Technically, it's a playlist, whatever. It's an album. We
yep,
make money
yep.
off
it. Yeah, we'll call it an album. But yeah, I agree. I think it's definitely top 3 for me.
I have an interesting take on this. If you're reading this, it's too late. It's a bunch of throwaway tracks, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
pretty much.
But still great.
It's still great.
Mm-hmm.
To me, after listening to More Life, it feels like Views was a bunch of throwaway tracks. That was
right,
great.
Right, exactly. I can see that.
I think that's a fair statement.
Yeah, I think that's a completely fair statement. At the end of the day, I mean, Drake has so many throwaway like songs. Like, who knows what he's doing with them? But Yeah, I totally agree with that.
Like, me and my brother were talking about, like, Drake probably has music stashed to, like, 2020. Like,
probably.
He has
probably.
So many unreleased tracks, it's ridiculous.
Probably.
All right, so let's dive into it. Free smoke.
Hey.
It's so simple, but so effective.
Right. Love it. I like, as soon as I heard it come on OVO Radio, like, the beginning of it,
yeah,
I was just ready for it, and the beat drops after the intro, and it's just pretty much over from that point.
It sounds like classic Drake, and what's crazy about Free Smoke, I don't know if he caught this line, I wasn't paying attention to Hov when he told, you know, telling my mind, I'd rather go out your head.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, dang.
Right. I mean, he didn't listen to Hov.
You see,
no, he didn't, though.
You seen the transition from, like, him being a rookie to, like, I got this now. Yep. I'm the captain now.
Yep. I totally agree.
So, what was your take on Free Smoke? Did you, like... It was a good opener.
It was a great opener, but that's at the end of the day. I mean, it was one of the only super hype tracks on the song, you know, if you really think about it. It's only a handful of them, but it was a great opener, and I'll give it all that credit.
This is probably, you know, think backtrack. Usually Drake opens up his album with something like soft, and he kind of bounces back and forth. Like, Views was Keep Your Family Close, Soul Tempo, Same Over My Dead Body.
Mm-hmm.
If You Go Like Nothing Was the Same, was Tuscan Leather, who was pretty hype.
Yeah,
and
worked.
Then you get the hype with Free Smoke. So, pretty dope. And then he dives. Can we bring it up? It's an East Side thing, eh?
I know.
It's an OVO thing, eh?
I know.
Love it.
Yeah, love it.
You just
don't know it.
Love it.
It's an OVO thing.
It sounds so better when we're not doing it live, folks.
Yeah, absolutely.
No long talk.
Love it. Up until, you know. When they gone so many stars on.
And that's not even the worst verse, folks. We still got KMT to talk about.
Man, I know.
We should make a Twitter poll. Which gig's verse was worse?
Dude.
KMT or No Law Talk?
Let's just hold off on talking about gigs. We're not even going to talk about gigs. Yeah, we'll wait for a little bit later. Let's just talk about Drake's part.
Okay.
So Drake's part, it was great. You know? If it's a chit-chat thing, better talk nice.
Yes.
I love it. I love that song. I think it was great. And then I'm not trying to get into gigs yet, but I don't know why he's on the song. I just would have been fine with pretty much anybody else being on the song.
So many different flows that Drake brought into this whole album.
Yep.
And, you know, it's phenomenal what he can do. Gigs.
Boy.
What was the thought process? He didn't need UK followers.
No, I don't know, man. I mean, I don't know. I really don't know why he's on the album, period. But
because I got to skip.
Yeah,
I had to skip that through Drake.
Me too. I know. I really just hope that they come out with a new verse without him.
Same thing with the pop style. Like, we can admit, like, even with Jay-Z and Kanye, it wasn't that good.
No, and that's why I think he redid it and then actually dropped the full.
Yeah. And Redemption came with Kanye, you know, hopped on Globe, which we'll dive into later. But No Long Talk, can I ask you this? Do you confuse a No Long Talk in KMT sometimes?
Sometimes. I feel like the beat or the tempo is something that's kind of similar, but, you know, they're kind of both the same song.
So let's go into Passion Fruit.
Love it. It's like it reminds me almost of like a One Dance Controller,
fused together.
Yeah, it's crazy. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly love that song. I have nothing but great things to say about that song. Especially like there's the whole feel to it, you know. I feel like that's a song that is literally like One Dance that you can just put on and it's just in the background and good vibes.
And it's a little bit slower tempo. I'm sure DJs would mix it up and make it go faster in the club or something like that.
Yep.
I like the intro. Hold on.
We gotta redo this.
Let's get one more drink on this mug. You know, it took me a while to get into this song, I'll be honest with you. It took me a while. I'm almost like, okay, don't listen to this. Like, I usually skip it a lot, but now it made my top five.
Good.
And Kim Neese, like, Drake transitions well. This is the first time we've seen, like, Drake transitioning in the song into like a new song with the same beat.
Yeah.
A lot. He sometimes does it, but like this, he just went full fledged.
Yeah.
Into Georgia Interlude.
Uh huh.
He makes at the end, Doing It Wrong with the Stevie Wonder harmonica. I'm like, this dude really sampled his own song.
Yeah, and that's something that Drake would do actually at this point, you know, because he can just do that.
So, you know, it wouldn't be Drake if he didn't have an interlude in it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We spoke on interludes on the Views album review.
Yep.
Drake is known for interludes, and it's great.
Yep.
Now this, the next three segments with the Caribbean songs.
Okay.
This.
Which is, I love. I love his Caribbean song.
I like.
I love them.
I like it.
Okay.
Here's my problem. They all kind of lose their identity. Like, Passion Fruit has its own identity.
Uh-huh.
Now, some people like Blem a lot.
Love it.
It's cool. It's not my go-to. I kind of like Mata Burrito,
mm-hmm.
if I'm saying that right.
Something
not,
like that.
Something like number that. 6, something like that. That's my favorite one in the middle.
Okay.
But it kind of loses, they all kind of lose context. I mean, it's good, but what's your take on that?
I mean, I think you can only do so much with that sound, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, especially when he's still trying to make it sound like the same album, I guess.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're right. I mean, you're really right, actually. They do all kind of start sounding the same, and kind of hard to tell which one's which at the end of the day. But I love Caribbean stuff. Like, that's one reason I kind of loved One Dance and like all that, because it had like a Caribbean feel to it.
Yeah.
And I was hoping we'd see that on this album, and we ended up seeing a lot of it, actually. But love it.
Kind of like in the last album, he kind of like, you know, it's kind of teasers, like Controller and whatnot.
Yeah.
It's like, can I get away with this? Okay, yeah I can get away with it.
Yeah.
So let me do even
those,
more of it.
And all those went huge, so maybe that's why he did it.
And it works, and it just shows you how diverse he is. He's not a one-trick pony.
Mm-mm.
And some people make fun of him for not being a one.
I know.
For being a one-trick pony. It's like, if you're good at it, like Childish Gambino.
Yeah.
He's good at what he does, multiple things. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of like two albums in the one. I mean, like, the first half, Caribbean hype, you know, you get that, and then we go to 44:22 with the Wayne teaser.
I love it, but I hate that, like, it was just a teaser.
When's the last time they had, like, official song together, them two? Was it, like, Grinding, Believe Me?
It was something like that, other than, of course, the Nicki song, but other than that,
Just take Nicki out of the concept.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, it was like Believe Me, Grinding Days. It's been a long time, like a
couple years. And
yeah,
I don't get it. I feel like they don't see each other often.
But Drake still put him on the album, even just for that little bit.
Yeah.
I mean that means a lot. So I don't know. I was really upset not to hear from Wayne at all the rest of the album.
And just like for him to like, if he would have like spit something, that would have made us hype for, like, Wayne. Like, supposedly Dedication 6 is supposed to come out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, dude, just give us a Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, he even said, I want to talk to you about More Life. I'll be back. And then he never came back.
Maybe he came back in the album. Nope, he didn't come back.
Maybe they'll drop a single together or something like that. Or maybe Drake will be on Dedication or something like that. Who knows?
Surprisingly, well, 44:22 is a pretty good song.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good. I feel like I feel like more of an interlude.
It's
more of an interlude.
Yeah, but I don't change it usually when it comes on. I let it play.
This song right here, I didn't know that it was going to be this much of a hit. And, like, I wasn't cool with it, but then I see it on Twitter. Everybody's like, you know, Ice Blue Mink.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. It's like, if I'm saying it right, Galaxter?
I don't know. I blew my tat on my rib. Like, I do not know what permanent is.
That's a great line.
It is. And honestly, the song's great too. It took me until I think like 2 days ago for actually me like to start listening to that song. And it came on and I loved it. I was like, what song is this? And I was like, I've been sleeping on this song.
And we have a friend that's a huge fan of Meek Mill.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to name drop.
Not name drop.
We don't believe in name drop. But I was actually talking to him. He DM'd me. He was just like, yo, I like Galaxter.
Mm-hmm.
And I like Free Smoke.
Okay.
And that.
Good to hear.
And it's like, wow. Skepta interlude. Can we talk about like another like unnecessary fill-in? He wasn't as bad as Giggs, but what's up with Drake trying to put all his friends on?
I don't know. I mean, remember when he tried to put Obi O'Brien on?
Oh, man.
Do we remember that? That was a time. I don't know, man. I mean, I can't tell if he's being too nice or if he actually thinks these people are good, but
that's a good question.
It's a great question. I don't know. I mean, putting somebody on an album like that's pretty big. Like, that's kind of like a big deal. Like, he's not just throwing them on like a single that's going to get washed away, you know?
Here's my theory. I think that Drake probably took some of their style, took some of their flow.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just like, okay, well, thanks for letting me use your style. Here's a feature on my album.
Okay. I mean, maybe. I mean, but then again, he's put people on who became very successful and he thought was great the first time he heard him, so he put him on, which kind of leads me to believe that he likes these people. And
you know what? I'm glad you brought it. Drake does have a history of putting people on.
He puts people on all the time.
People don't want to admit that.
No, not at all. Even some of these people taking shots at him, he put on.
Both The Weeknd and Kendrick.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly.
I'm sorry, I didn't know who Kendrick Lamar was.
Nope.
Even after Birdie Light interlude.
I know. Even after that, I was like, who's Kendrick?
And then Section 80 and all that.
Yeah. But Drake still will put him on. So
maybe it's hit or miss with Drake.
Yeah.
He probably shoots a lot of shots. You at the bar, shoot your shot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Some there, you're going to get the number, some there, you're not. Right. I mean, the party next door turned out okay. Weeknd turned out what he is, and Kendrick as well. So with this, maybe you're gonna whip from Skepta in the gigs. It's all a numbers game. So here's the track, another hype track. Well, I was surprised to see Quavo and Travis Scott on the same song.
I know, I love it.
And it was everything what it was supposed to be.
Yep, it played its part perfectly. It was like perfectly placed in the album. It was kind of like buried, but it still stuck out. You know,
it's crazy.
Yeah, I love it.
And, you see, like, the tradition of, like, the mainstream of the flute in the background.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, Mask Off for Future.
Yep.
The flute has that type of feel to it, and it works for bangers.
Yep. Love it. And, like you said, that's, like, not really something I was expecting. I expected to see, like, those people maybe in the album, but not together especially. And it worked perfect.
And then we move to Sacrifices. Your thoughts on Sacrifices?
Love it. I love Sacrifices. I love Drake's flow on it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's also a song that literally just came on like 2 days ago. And I was like, what is this? And then it ended up being Sacrifices.
Like Young Thug, like talk proper.
Yeah, yeah.
And 2 Chainz is really underrated as an artist.
Yeah, and I think he had his time like where he was huge. And he's still big. I mean, don't get me wrong. But, I think he's just playing his part at this point,
Like, I had a tweet just like the rhythm pattern and the rhyming pattern on Sacrifices is just crazy.
Yeah.
And what I like about this album that Drake got deep without being in his feels.
Mm-hmm. I know. Yeah, yeah. That's true.
Which is, like, he got real deep on, like, Lose You, Do Not Disturb, like, Glow. Like, he talked about, like, this is the come up.
Yeah.
And now he's living the come up. Some people got scared, like, oh my gosh, it's a bigger Drake. Will he be more cocky and forget where he comes from? It's like, no. He doesn't forget his past.
I think he got a little bit more cocky, but you have to. But he did it in a good way.
Yeah,
I think that's what happened. And
it's like his core fans can still like listen to his music.
Exactly. I love it.
So, Nothings into Somethings.
Love it.
It's not my favorite.
Not my favorite. I mean, I'll skip over it every now and then, but at the same time, it's if it comes out and I'm feeling it, I'll listen to it.
My brother has a disgust look in his face. Sorry.
You like it?
Yeah.
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, Austin loves it.
Austin loves Nothing to Something. It's a song I skip, man. Because you know why I skip that song? Because we got Teenage Fever.
Yeah, I'm waiting for Teenage Fever to come back. You're not wrong for liking that song, Austin. I do love his, his hook on it and all that, but like you said, Teenage Fever's right there. But he put all the feel songs kind of towards the end, which is kind of cool.
Yeah. Teenage Fever is like just immediately, bam.
Yeah.
Like, I even like seen tweets already like, it's Teenage Fever hours.
Yeah,
like,
no, I think that's my favorite song.
It's just, it's 2 different tempos to it, and it's just, wow.
And it's what we've been looking for, what I've been looking for in Drake for a while now.
Yeah.
Like, we got some slow stuff, like, on Views. We got Redemption. We got all that.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I don't know. I think Teenage Fever has a totally, like, different dynamic to it,
Yeah. Yeah.
It's kind of weird.
Because Redemption, I guess some people like Redemption, but...
I love Redemption, personally. Love it. Love it. I love it, but...
I like the last 2 minutes of it when he starts spitting.
Yeah. No, I love it, but...
It was just too drag. Yeah.
You and your dragon. Right. But no, I love it. I personally... just like the whole song, like there's nothing I can really say bad about it,
Redemption or Teenage Fever?
Oh, Teenage Fever.
Okay. Yeah. Alright, cool. Yeah. What's up, listeners? Just like to take the time to thank you for listening to the Fast Break. But before we move on to the rest of the show, I just have to ask, Do you like daily fantasy? If so, check out the app Draft. Yes, Draft. Get this, your chances of winning on Draft are almost 3 times as better than FanDuel or DraftKings. Yes, 3 times as better. The data shows almost 90% of the players lose on DraftKings, and on FanDuel, over 40% of the money goes to just 1% of the players. If you're not a pro and not spending hours a day on fantasy, you should be playing on Draft. You'll win more often. The facts just show. And to give you even more intrigue to get on the app, use the promo code ABPN, yes, ABPN, and you'll get 100% bonus on your first deposit up to $600. Use the promo code ABPN, 100% bonus on your first deposit, promo code ABPN. Look, Draft is simple. No salary cap, no wages, simple, old school snake draft. When it's your turn to pick, it's your turn to play. Draft, smarter play for daily fantasy. Now back to the show. So, Brandon, I don't know about you.
Okay.
KMT.
Let's talk about KMT for like 10 seconds, because I really, that's all it deserves. Could have been a banger. Could have been a banger. Could have been.
It's a banger for the first song. For the first minute.
Dude, think about Sean on that song. Think about Big Sean on that song. Think about any big rapper that can keep up with
that song.
Exactly.
Two Chainz, put them on
exactly,
again.
Exactly, dude. That song could have been huge. It could have been one of the biggest songs on the album.
And that was the song everybody was hyped about because, oh my gosh, he bit SXN Nation Flow. And
we were waiting for it. We were waiting for it, though.
And I can say that I like Look At Me better.
Really?
I can look you straight in your face and say, I like Look At Me better.
Good. I'll accept it.
Without a shadow of a doubt.
And, I mean, let's talk about gigs. I mean, why? Like, why would Drake put him on two songs? Two songs that could have been much better without him.
So much better.
I don't know. And I mean, I haven't ever listened to gig stuff on his own, so I'm not trying to... I'm just talking about him as a feature artist with Drake, and that's... It just doesn't work.
Being an artist on your own and being a feature artist are two totally different things.
Totally different.
You got great feature artists who are not artists on their own.
Yeah, being a feature artist is hard.
Yes.
It's hard, because you got to match that person's sound. You got to try to do better than them almost.
Yeah.
It did not work for this dude.
And UK guys, you know, that's your dude. You know what? Root for your dude.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. But Batman,
I mean, hey, man.
I'm not doing that.
He sounds so angry the whole time. I literally texted Blake while we were listening to it on OVO Radio when it was premiering. I'm like, why does this dude really sound like he's about to kill somebody? Like, you know, it was crazy.
His vibe was off.
I didn't trust
Giggs. I don't know. I couldn't trust what he was. I can't trust you.
I just wasn't feeling it, man. I mean, I don't know if you feel differently about it, you know?
At first, I thought it was Tiny Temper.
And it could have been.
And I was just like, you know, I like Tiny Temper. Like, wait, Tiny Temper doesn't spit like this. So, yeah, KMT, I'm sorry.
Flop.
Yeah, definitely.
Probably one of my least favorites. But and we were all waiting on it too, because it leaked a little bit.
Yeah,
you know, like not leaked. He kind of put it out, but still. But it
and he has like Drake it. Has to know the backlash of putting gigs on.
Right. Yep.
Okay. When I first listened to this, this is my favorite like track off the album, hands down. Lose You. Did I lose you?
Did I
lose you?
I lose.
And you know, LeBron actually tweeted this. Back in February, and people, because I think in January, they lost to Golden State, and I guess they're making a big deal, like, oh, LeBron is mad about losing to Golden State.
Uh-huh.
No, he just listened to this song before everybody else and tweeted that out, and there you go.
What he said?
Yeah. Well, I mean...
I didn't see that.
Well, he tweeted that. Not that that actually happened, there's been circulation that, you know, hey, LeBron, what's this real quick? Oh, shoot.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so he tweeted... I'll show you that.
That's super cool.
Down, but yeah, did I lose you? Right. Yeah. So, he got real deep in this.
Yeah, and I love it. I love when Drake gets like this. You know, he spits real, real stuff on the song, and the hook's right.
One line that sticks out to me is like, you know, they're rooting for you when you're trying to make it there. Then once you make it there, they want you to go down.
Right. That's so true.
It's so true.
You'll see that throughout life all the time. It's so true.
Everybody wants your spot. Oh, because, like, I think they don't actually believe you in the first place. Oh, yeah. That's cute. You're doing that.
Or the people that like you respect that you're chasing it and they're actually happy for you, but then once you get to it, they're just, like, complacent about it. They're like, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Like, whatever, good job, like, I guess. Like, you know. I don't know. I think people like to see people chasing stuff, but... Or jealousy comes in once they actually get it, you know?
Yeah.
So who knows, man. But, yeah, that whole song was just fire.
What did Drake said? Jealousy is just... Thank you. This is why Austin's here.
I know. He should be on the freaking podcast.
Austin knows more Drake than me, and I'll admit that. Oh, bonus question, Austin. What song is that from? Jealousy is just loving... HYFR.
No.
No, it's not.
No.
Jealousy is just love and hate at the same time.
It's not Over My Dead Body, is it?
It's somewhere from Take Care. I know that.
No, it's definitely from Take Care.
I think it's
Take Care. Or I think it's Over My Dead Body. Jealousy is just love and hate at the same time.
Over My Dead Body.
That's what I thought.
Ding.
Okay.
Wow.
That, yeah. And Over My Dead Body is literally one of my favorite Drake songs ever, so... Love that song.
Yeah.
Love that song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't have everything. Can't have everything.
It's all the old ting.
Can't have everything.
What was that? A buzzer beater?
It's my mango buzzer beater. No, not for me.
I agree. Damn. I like it, but I liked all songs on this album. I'll listen to them periodically, but this is one that I'm not going to listen
he
to.
He got right real offbeat.
Yeah, I noticed
this
that.
This is what
actually.
I do.
Can he do that? Yeah, but are people gonna listen to it? Probably not.
And let's be honest, he put 22 tracks out.
Yeah.
All 22 tracks are not gonna be perfect.
Exactly.
If I can say I like 19 out of 22 tracks,
that's great.
It's still A.
That's great.
Glow. Just listening to OVO Sound Radio, I was confused. I texted you, I was like, is this Usher?
Yeah.
Like, who is this?
Yeah, we struggled that for a second there.
Then you were just like, it's Kanye.
The only reason I knew was because it actually dropped on Apple Music and I was looking to see what was coming next.
Okay.
But yeah, no, that is crazy. I love it.
And like, you know, there was, you know, speculation of beef between Kanye and Drake because Kanye went on his weird rant, you know, getting mad about For Free with DJ Khaled. So it's just like... But no, that's all. He put him on.
Yeah, he put him on, and you know, Kanye kind of like used that. Like, I feel like he's gonna benefit off it in the long run.
Yeah.
Are we ever gonna see a Drake Kanye mixtape or whatever you want to say? Who knows?
It was originally titled Wolves.
I know.
That was a track off of, you know, Life of Pablo. Yeah. Here's my thing. I seen a tweet. Would you rather see another Watch the Throne or Drake and Kanye collab together?
I'm always gonna go for more Drake. Personally, but that's just me.
Watch the Throne too.
Yeah.
The first Watch the Throne was so dope. I love the way Jay-Z and Kanye just flow together. Glow, yeah. Just Jay-Z and Kanye, they came up. You know what I'm saying?
I feel it.
So that chemistry is just crazy. But Glow, overall, good track. And Party, Washed, Door. Party, Thanks, Door.
Party, Washed, Up, Next Door.
Oh, man. Party, Washed, Up, Next Door.
But Drake saved what was left of the song. He did his best, you know.
Gosh,
he saw Party sinking and threw a life raft out there and...
Rose.
exactly. Man, that was bad.
That was a long 6 minutes.
Man.
The 6 minutes that I get back because I skipped that song.
Yeah.
What was he doing? Where's the direction?
I don't know, man. Party's got some hot stuff. Don't get me wrong. You know,
yeah.
It's Liberty, you know, Sex on a Beach, all that stuff. That stuff was great, but, man.
Oh, my gosh. Fake Love.
That's easy. It was great.
The equivalent Hotline Bling, Bling on Views.
Yeah,
it had to go on.
Exactly. I love it. I still go off to that song.
Another Young Thug feature, Ice Melt. That's like that Caribbean type of vibe, you could say.
Yeah.
Caribbean hip hop.
You love Young Thug.
I love Young Thug.
You love Young Thug.
I like Young Thug a lot. This song,
I agree.
I skip.
It's there. But yeah,
just the intro I'll skip it. The intro was I was turned up by the intro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mario. The intro is weird.
It's like, is Mario coming back? You should let me. Was he coming back? I mean, Young Thug, he eventually got in his rhythm.
Yeah.
Drake and Young Thug should make more songs together.
Yeah.
Arguably top 10 hottest rappers.
I love it. I loved it. But at the same time, it's not great.
Yeah. And Do Not Disturb. Drake being known for ending his albums, his mixtapes, perfectly on a subtle diss.
Uh-huh.
And letting you know that he's on top. And Daystar Peterson... You were on the list, bud.
Well, as soon as I started listening, the first couple days of this album being out, that was my go-to. Like, I kept going back to Do Not Disturb.
Okay.
That was before Teenage, Fever sunk in and all that actually, hit me. But I still love it. It's in my top three.
Yeah.
So, Do Not Disturb and Teenage Fever, I'm not really sure what my other one is. It's a toss-up. But... I loved it. I loved it.
I mean, obviously the the subtle diss at Tory Lanez,
yeah,
who's been beefing.
Yeah. It wasn't even that subtle at that point. I mean, he was kind of out there.
He used the name of his album to diss him.
That's what I'm saying. I know. It's like, man, this dude's really going out there.
And yeah, there'd be no Tory Lanez without Drake.
Right, and dude, Drake really wasn't a diss guy until this album, almost.
Well, remember, Drake used to say, diss me, never get a reply for it.
I know. I specifically think about that all the time, and I'm like, damn, he ain't following that no more.
No.
Which I respect, I mean, you can only take so much and without any replies, but I feel if he would have never replied to anything, because once he replied to one thing, he had to reply to everything.
Well, here's my thing. You remember, what was it about Drake when he first came out? Oh, he's soft.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's some Canadian boy.
Yeah.
You don't hear a peep of that anymore.
No, you really don't.
If they're saying about something about Drake, it's just like, oh, he's biting flows.
Yep. Yeah, he's biting flows. He's got a ghostwriter, da-da-da-da-da. Which my thing is, if Drake's got a ghostwriter, I mean, he's dropping all these platinum albums, why don't other people have good ghostwriters? Like, where are they at?
Here's my thing. People think, oh, he has a ghostwriter, allegedly.
Allegedly.
He has a ghostwriter. Have you heard Quentin Miller's music?
I actually really haven't sat there.
That's why he's a ghost. There's a reason he's behind the shadow. Just because you can write doesn't mean you have the talent to perform.
I'm not sitting here saying he doesn't have help sometimes, but I think Drake still has a big influence on his music.
Yeah, every artist has help, I agree.
Yeah, I think, I mean, is he just sitting there in his room writing everything all by himself?
No, he doesn't have the time to.
There's really not many artists that do that.
He probably has a room of people, Drake, what about this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
he probably picks the final product, but...
What's the difference between you doing that with your homeboys on the come up?
Yeah, exactly.
What is the difference? Because you're bigger now?
Yeah. Exactly.
You all. There's always people that, hey, should I go to this, advise you?
Yep.
There's great writers that can't act.
Exactly. They need to be writers. They wouldn't have jobs.
So,
they wouldn't have jobs.
That's my thing on that.
Uh-huh.
In closing, my top five tracks of the album, no specific order, Free Smoke, Passion Fruit, Portland, Teenage Fever, Lose You.
Okay, I love it. Mine's like that, a little bit different.
Okay.
I got Free Smoke, Passion Fruit. I like Blem a lot.
Okay.
I like it, but I don't know if I'm going to put it in there. I'm going to go Teenage Fever, Lose You, and Do Not Disturb.
Okay.
So, we have a lot of the same.
Yeah.
But... I don't know. In closing, I think it's a great album. I wasn't let down by it at all, and I loved the whole thing pretty much.
Yeah, better than the views.
Yeah, I agree.
It's only been a week, so give it more time. But it reaches that nothing was the same. Thank me later and take care.
Yeah, those
little ones. Yeah, that little realm of Drake.
Yeah.
Yeah, Drake is just on top. He's proven that he's on top. But he says he wants to get back into acting. So, and I can see that. So.
His SNL skits were awesome. I love that stuff.
Yeah. So he's multi-talented. To this day, I still want to see Donald Glover and Aubrey get together.
Me too. I was literally just thinking that today, during our podcast here. While we were on set, I was thinking that they need to get some stuff going because they have like a really good. I feel like their vibe would just be perfect.
Yeah.
And especially during like something like Teenage Fever, like something like that, dude, they'd be crazy.
Both great singers too. Yeah. Both great rappers, so definitely want to see that. 1 through 10, just first listening through. 8.5, 9.
Yeah, I'll give it an 8.5. I'll probably give it a 9 after everything like sinks in.
That's fair.
I don't think it's gonna get any worse. So.
No, definitely not. Definitely not. Mr. Anderson.
Yep.
As always, great talking to you.
Great talking to you. Great talking to the people here.
If the people don't know, where can they find you at?
Man, they can find me on Twitter, Anderson8002. They can find me on YouTube, Brandon Anderson Vlogs. They can add me on Snapchat, Anderson8000. Can add my email. No, I was kidding.
I have no comment on that. As always, you can find the material on almightyballer.com. Also on iTunes as well, Almighty Baller Podcast Network. As always, thank you for listening to The Blake Rogers Show. Stay lit.